Hello, friends, and welcome again to A Conspiracy of Goodness. Playing harmonica and guitar, singing the songs and telling the stories of friends and neighbors and strangers, fellow citizens, Larry Long. Recording the songs and stories of our friends and neighbors and fellow citizens, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and today our theme is joy.
I see trees of green, red roses too. See them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds so white, bright blessed days and dark sacred nights. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
The French philosopher Léon Blois said this, "Joy is the infallible sign of God. When you're in the presence of ultimate goodness, there is joy. You can purchase pleasure, you can produce happiness, but joy is a gift." I'm sharing that gift here today with my two good friends, Larry and Brett. And isn't that true? Friends are a gift and they bring us joy. We just enjoy being with our friends. We waste time with our friends. We hang out with our friends. And when we think about them, they bring a smile to our face and a skip to our soul saying, hello, friend. Hello, brother. It's just good to be with you. Joyful.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
David Brooks writes, the people who radiate a permanent joy have given themselves over to lives of deep and loving commitment. Giving has become their nature, and little by little they've made their souls incandescent. There's always something flowing out of the interiority of our spirit. For some people, it's mostly fear or insecurity. For the people we call joyful, it's mostly gratitude, delight, and kindness. How do you build your personality to glow in this way? You might think that a bright personality would come from an unburdened life, a life of pleasure and constant delight. But if you look closely at joyful people, you notice that very often the people who have the most incandescent souls have taken on the heaviest burdens. Isn't it amazing how joy flows out of sorrow? How many times have you met a friend who said, you know, I would have never thought this, but cancer was the best thing that ever happened to me. Isn't it amazing when we have hard traveling that on the other side, there's moments of joy that keep us moving along. Joy, a gift to be shared, celebrated, savored, and cherished.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. Also on the faces of people going by, I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. And it really is, Tom.
It is. It truly is. Do you realize that children under the age of 5 laugh or smile 350 times a day? People over the age of 35, 5 times a day. And a friend of mine did research in his own family and found out his mother-in-law 1.2. Isn't it amazing how children just bring a joy to our face because of the levels of interior freedom and innocence and goodness? I've not only had a chance to teach at the university for a number of years, but also had an opportunity to work in a church. And those of you who have been to churches can remember having to go to those parent meetings. And we had a parent meeting one Sunday, and we'd say we provide child care for people to make it just a little more tolerable for them. And so people showed up and had 25 children between the ages of 3 and 7. And I looked at my partner, I said, "You took care of child care?" He said, "No, I thought you would." So, okay, so I went down to the nursery with 25 children between the age of 3 and 7. Now, most mornings, people wanted to be in and out within 30 minutes. Well, this day, they got into a conversation. They were there for 30 minutes, 35 minutes, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, 50 minutes. I'm down there with 25 children by myself playing every game I know how. We're playing Duck, Duck, Goose, Farmer Nadell, Ring Around the Rosary, Catholic edition. And I'm just kind of on my knees, I'm just worn out, and I'm kind of there with my hands on my knees, and a little four-year-old comes up and he pounds me in the stomach. "Hey, chubby, what do we do next?" Isn't it wonderful the joy that children bring to our lives because of their innocence and goodness? Could we all not be a little bit more childlike, not childish, childlike, nurturing, saving, savoring and bringing joy into the people that we love?
Think about you, honey, all the time, right out here on the countryside. Just a rambling through this field, watching flowers grow, it's so still. Just thought of your blossoms in my mind. You're always on my mind. Think about you, honey, all the time, right out here on the countryside. Got this cat down the road from a farm lady kind of old. Just caught us a few mice the other day. Now Barney and Laura, them two dogs, I adore ya. Always walking and barking by our side. This farm sure is fine, makes me happy all the time. Lot of good people and animals by our side. Try that, Tom. This farm sure is fine, makes me happy all the time. Lot of good people and animals by our side. Da ba da ba da ba 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 ba.
What's wonderful about growing older is the opportunity to look back and recognize that all of our lives were punctuated by moments of joy. Joyful moments that kind of pointed out that something important was taking place in our lives. When our daughter, who is now in her later 30s, but so this is over 30 years ago, and she's going to be 9 years of age, and for her 9th birthday, she said, "I don't want to go to Chuck E. Cheese. I don't want anybody to go to McDonald's. I want to have a homemade birthday party." We said, "A homemade birthday party? What's a homemade birthday party?" "Oh, I want all the kids to come to the house, and we'll play games, and we'll get prizes, and we'll get cake and ice cream." Well, my wife is a kindergarten teacher, and I like that idea. So we had all those 9-year-old girls from her class come over, about 12 of them. It was a warm day, and my sister had brought over one of these big old slingshots that you could shoot water balloons into the air, and we're shooting water balloons in the air, and these little 9-year-old girls are running underneath, catching these water balloons that would break at their hands, and they'd get out and scream, and they would yell around, and everybody got wet and dirty, and everybody got cake and ice cream. Everybody got prizes, and thank God everybody went home. That night I went in to kiss my new 9-year-old goodnight, and I bent down and I kissed her on the forehead, and she put her arms around my neck, and she held me tight, and she said, "You know, you're a real dad." "A real dad," I said. "Please tell me, what's a real dad?" And she looked up and she said, "A real dad is a dad who takes time to play with his kids." "Thank you, Dad." "Happy birthday," I said. "I love you." And she said, "I know."
I got this goat, don't you see, from a farm woman about the age of 3. And I just messed up on that lyric. But you know, Tom, that's all right by me, 'cause you don't gotta be perfect to be happy. That's just the way that it goes. This farm sure is fine, makes me happy all the time. Lot of good people and animals by our side. This farm sure is fine, makes me happy all the time. Lot of good people and animals by our side. There's a lot of good people and animals by our side.
You know, Larry, that is, nothing could be more true, because joy comes in those unexpected moments. Victor Borge said, joy is a mental train wreck. When things that you don't expect would collide with one another, and we pause for a moment, we step back, a smile comes to our face, and we realize there's wisdom here. Last week, my daughter, who has our 2 grandchildren in Chicago, 5 and 3-year-olds, these 2 little girls are growing up. And Kamala Harris was elected our new vice president, and she sat down with the girls and said, "Look it, Kamala Harris is our new vice president. She's a girl. Girls, when you grow up, you can become anything you want to be. What would you really want to be when you grow up?" And our 5-year-old said, "A horse." And a 3.5-year-old said, "I want to be a unicorn." Our daughter laughed, and we smiled. And of course, what happens in the imagination of a child is joy and possibility, and brings us another way of looking at the world.
You know, Tom, I remember my son Jacob, when he was quite little, he had just started school. And actually, there was a small Quaker school right down the block from where we lived that was in a church basement. And when the Quakers, when they gather each week in their school, they begin with a big circle. The whole school gets together, and they get in a big circle of silence. And then they are asked a thought-provoking question. And the question on my son's first day of school in kindergarten, as a stranger inside of this small school, the question was, "What have you been thinking about all your life?" And as in many Quaker gatherings, it was very quiet for a while. And then my little Jacob, who had one patch on his eye because of a lazy eye, he stood up on his first day of school and he said, "Why did God make plastic?" And then he sat right down. And then I was with my daughter, Lura Rose, and I remember I had promised to take her out on the canoe out on the lake when I was performing music up around New York Mills in Minnesota. I had forgotten. And she said, Dad, you forgot something. I said, what did I forget? You were going to take me out on the canoe. I said, oh, goodness. I had to perform that night. I said, let's go. I got the canoe, went out on the lake, and it was around twilight, and the stars began to appear, and my little Lura, Rose, looked up and said, Daddy, look at all the angels. She looked up into the stars and said, look at all the angels.
Helen Keller writes, there is joy in self-forgetfulness, so I try to make the light in others' eyes, my son, the music in others' ears, my symphony, the smile on others' lips, my happiness. Children, grandchildren, friends, neighbors, strangers, taking delight in each other's presence, enjoying the gift of goodness and peace.
Does a bird go clickety-clack? Have you heard a monkey laugh? I don't know, I've been moving too fast to take the time to enjoy. The beauty of someone new, to take a walk beneath the moon, light shining out of you from way up there. I'm falling in love with you. I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling in love with you, and it feels okay. A butterfly, a flaming rose, building dreams of clay and stone. In your eyes I find a home when I look at you. Would you like to go to the zoo when the evening sky turns blue from the fire of the sun, bringing a brand new day? I'm falling in love with you. I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling in love with you, and it feels okay. Down Rainbow Road, in your eyes I find a home when I look at you. There's so much poetry, mystery and fantasy, there's so much to explore when I'm alone with you. I'm falling in love with you. I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling in love with you, and it feels okay. I'm falling in love with you. I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling in love with you, and it feels okay. You know, it's okay to be happy. It's okay to be filled with joy, because in the midst of sorrow, nothing lifts one up more than one's own happiness and finding the bliss in others. And so it is with Conspiracy of Goodness. Each time we do this radio show, I just get filled with joy and much happiness. because I'm in a circle of friendship. I'm in a circle of friendship with my good friend Tom Thibodeau, a servant leader, one who gives greatly back to his community, and with Brett Hoos, who's working the engineer board to bring Conspiracy of Goodness to all of you in your living room today. So thank you so much for listening, and thank you for all that you do.
Joy is a gift we give to each other. What a privilege to be able to share it with you. Until next time, friends, peace and all good.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.